Blog Talk Radio.
Talk. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. I'm your brother. Hallelujah. In the Lord, Rinaldo Wade. Good morning to you. It is 10:02 a.m., the 10th day of May, 2014. It is also the 10th day of Ayar, 5775, in the year of our Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. We're going to talk about something this morning, a very critical epidemic that's happening in the church today. And people are tired of it. People are sick and tired of it. And a lot of people have been asking me, can a pastor, can anyone in that matter, curse your blessing? Can they curse your finances? Can they try to block and put curses on your home and your family? The answers might surprise you. We're going to have an open forum. I would love for the people, if you like to speak this morning, if you have called in, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can only, you should only be able to do it once. So that way I would know that you would like to come on the line and speak. I will also bring up some instances, and I will keep those names covered. Some circumstances and some situations in which people have tried to curse people at different methods that people would try to curse you. So we have to also look at, do you believe in those? So if you believe in it, guess what? It could actually happen to you. So you need to rebuke it, bind it up, put the blood, of the Mashiach, on that, apply the blood, or everybody like to say plead the blood, apply the blood on whatever that person is trying to do. Cover yourself and your family in the blood and put on your full armor. Because whenever a leader tries to curse you, that is a spirit of witchcraft, a spirit of divination, okay? We're seeing a lot of that more and more in the, quote, the church today. You have more and more magicians and more illusionists, more and more witch doctors trying to curse you. Like I said, I'm going to give you some instances. I mean, some of the things that I've heard have shocked me, and many people are claiming that they are of the Father, but which Father? They could belong to the father of darkness, okay? Because we're not supposed to be going around cursing one another, okay? So we're going to look at this morning. We're going to look at some examples. And then I would like for you, the listener this morning, to come on the line as well. If you're going through a situation or if you know someone that's going through a situation, you know, what can we do to resolve this? Because like I stated, it is a major disease that's going on in the church today. People going around one another and putting curses on each other. You got people who are members putting them on other members because they're jealous. So what can you do to protect yourself? We're going to go over that this morning. Just a couple of announcements. We're going to do part two of this teaching, and we're going to talk about the witchcraft that is being practiced in the church. That'll be tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Those of you who are on the West Coast, it will start at 4 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you miss it, that's okay. You can always go into the archives through Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio on Facebook or on Blog Talk. Okay, so you can go back and click on the link and you can listen to that particular teaching that you missed. Also, on tomorrow, May the 11th at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, those of you who live in the Albany, Georgia area and the surrounding areas, Pelham and Columbus, Georgia, different regions like that, I will be at the Holy Rector Temple of Yah. The address is 1897 Taylor Street or Taylor Road. That is in Albany, Georgia, 31779. So tomorrow I will be at the Holy Rector Temple of God, the Temple of Yah, 1897 Taylor Road in Albany, Georgia, 31779. I'll be bringing forth Word of Yah pertaining to mothers. Okay, I don't celebrate Mother's Day, but I will bring forth a message in regards to mothers. So that will be on tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, after I deliver the teaching on witchcraft and divination in the church on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. On Monday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be talking about the seven pillars of leadership wisdom. Okay, we need to go over these seven pillars. Remember, we looked at it in the book of James or in the book of Yaakov. So we'll be looking at that, and that will be on Monday. Okay, also on Monday, I will be on two teleconference lines. I will first be on Apostle Lana McAllister's line. That will be at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be on her line, and then following that, I will be on the End the Word International Ministries prayer line or teleconference line with Apostle Kevin Brown. So I will be on that line, and that will start at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I will give you more information about that as the week goes. I'll have it for you on Monday morning. Also, those of you who have a topic that you would like to talk about, if there's any issue that you have, you can write me at talkteachtestify@gmail.com, or you can send it to Kingdom Harvest Institute and care of Renaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461, Savannah, Georgia, 31402. Even if you're led by the Spirit of Yah to send a seed into the ministry for the Kingdom of Yah, you can do that at, once again, Kingdom Harvest Institute in care of Renaldo Wade, P.O. Box 2461, Savannah, Georgia, 31402. Okay. Let's talk about, can a person actually put curses on your life? Can they put curses on your finances? Can they put curses and vexes and spells upon you? Now, the scripture that I like to go to first to start everything off, in the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis, chapter 12, and verse number 3 is what I want to concentrate on this morning. because we hear that Abram has received instructions from Yah to get out of the country, out of from his kindred and from his father's house, because they were practicing paganism. Okay? So Abram had to get out, and he receives the promise from the Heavenly Father. He says, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, the thing right here, verse 3, and may the Lord have a blessing upon the reader here in due of his word, is he says, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. Okay? So, can a person, quote, try to actually curse you? People will try to curse you. This is your time to have an effective prayer life. You need to have the full armor of Yah upon you. We're going to talk about that later on. And there are some instances in which the pastor or the shepherd, whoever it is, would try to influence you or try to manipulate you into staying into their clutches, into the mind control that they're trying to have over you, by claiming that if you leave, I'm going to snatch the anointing, I'm going to snatch your blessings, I'm going to snatch all of your finances, you owe me tithes. Let me tell you something. You don't owe a pastor nothing. Now, if you make a vow with them, that's different. But you do not owe them anything. Okay, I like to clear that out just for openers. So you have these leaders who are exercising church hurt, or you have some who are just hurt, period. They might have been abused as a child or whatever the case may be, and they are stuck in that hurt. Hurt people hurt people. So what they do is, as they're preaching hurt, that hurt comes upon you. We have to be very careful about soul ties. If you are under some type of leadership, you have just connected with them. There's a soul tie that's connected, whether it be negative or positive. We see a lot of times in these controlling churches, they're not serving. They want to be served. A leader should be ministering and serving you, not the other way around. When we hear pastor tell his or her congregation that those who leave their church or disobey the authority, if they come up and tell you that you are in danger of Yah's wrath, you better be sure that that individual is operating in the spirit of Absalom or in the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of control, the spirit of manipulation, the spirit of witchcraft. This person is attempting to try to afflict fear upon you as a cardinal mean of keeping you and others in their church. Now, you usually hear this line, if you leave my church, the blessings of Yah will be lifted from your life, and you will miss the will of Yah. That is a lie from the pit of hell. If you leave me, if you leave this church, you will be cursed to go to hell. That is a lie from the pit of hell. In Galatians chapter 3, it talks about where the curses are at. It tells us that cursed is a man who hang up on a tree. It was the Mashiach that took the curses and put them on the tree, put them on the cross. Verse 13 says that the anointed one had redeemed us from the curse of the Torah, of the law. So you will have people who will try to tell you, if you don't pay tithes and offerings, you're going to hell. You're going to be cursed with a curse. Even this whole nation, read it in the scripture. They're misinterpreting the scripture. In other words, what they are saying, what the word is saying through Malachi, first of all, the Heavenly Father was talking to the leaders, was talking to the Levites. And because they was not paying their tithes, they were not bringing in 10% of their agricultural means, that they were cursed. The word of Yah in Malachi is not talking to those who are under the grace of Yah. Only talking to the leaders of Israel back then. In the old, that's why it's in the what? Old Testament. So therefore, that is old. Okay, so you're trying to have pastors who are trying to push you back into the law of sin and death. And there's curses in them. You can read that in verse number 10. Curses everyone that continue not in all things which are written in the book of the Torah to do them. So the Heavenly Father knew that we could not do everything in the Torah. The curses was removed because of the blood, because of the crucifixion of the Lord. And we received the promise of the Spirit through faith. So where do we get at with all these people talking about curses? I'm going to put a curse on you. They're also trying to put a vex on you as well. They want you to be defeated. They want you to be powerless. They will tell you that your life would never be the same, that it will never get better. They want you to go into a state of frustration, which is that's an evil spirit. They want you to have constant hardship. They do not want you to be fruitful or multiply or have authority over your own life. They want to have authority over your life. I've heard one situation. A person was trying to give out glasses of water and putting drops of oil in it and telling the people to drink it. Come on now, that's witchcraft right there. And spin around three times and, you know, hop on one leg. Come on now, Messiah never did that. The apostles never did that. So we got to come out of this foolishness and all of this circus activities. These people are trying to put vexes and curses. That's another one that they're trying to put witchcraft over you. There are some ways that you can protect yourself from curses. And I just like to go over a few of those. And then I'm going to open up the line this morning because I want you to think about it. Some of you have a situation in which you feel that you was cursed by an individual. If you leave, then the apostolic anointing is going to leave your body. Come on now. If you were born and created by the Father to be a sent out one, to be an apostle, no one can take that away from you. Okay? How to prevent curses that are on your life. Because people can try to put a curse. We'll try to lock up your finances. There are people who are actually praying, P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, but they're P-R-E-Y-ing on your finances. Some of them are in Masonic rituals and occults. 80% of all pastors belong to Freemasonry. Did you know that? A lot of them are connected to the Eastern Star. They're connected to the evil powers that be, especially if you are under a Masonic leader, you know, the ones that go around with the compass and all of that on their cars, especially if you are under a 33 degree master, they could put vexes on you. They were taught, as going through each degree, they were taught how to put vexes on other people. You better be careful. Number one, in order to prevent curses that are over your life, live a righteous life, free from sin acts of injustice. Abide in the righteousness of the Anointed One, so that no curse can penetrate you. That's number one. If you go to Malachi, chapter number 4, I believe it's in verse 6. It says, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So you want to make sure that there's no curses on you if you're living a holy and consecrated life. There's another scripture pertaining to that. And you could read all of that in Romans chapter number 8. So number one, live a righteous life. You have leaders who will try to put condemnation over your life. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it tells you, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in the Mashiach, in the Anointed One, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Torah of the Spirit of life in the Anointed One has made me free from the law, from the Torah of sin and death. Okay? So you are free from condemnation. These pastors try to put condemnation on your life, tell you what they did for you. They try to come up and they try to tell you things. Okay. Number two, put on the whole armor of Yah. That is actually armor to protect you against spiritual warfare, against spiritual attacks. It protects you from magical practices that they try to use and curses. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. This is what you must have on. We are right. Finally, my brother, be strong in Yahuwah and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what Raphael, Paul meant right there. Because there are people who are in higher places who uses witchcraft to try to control you. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Paul keep alliterating the whole armor. Do not put a partial armor. Put the whole armor of Yah, that you will be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. You have to put on, number one, your loins, your belt of truth. If you look at your body, the gravity, the greatest power of the gravity that's among your body, that's in your body, is in the torso area, is in that midsection. So you got to make sure that the center gravity of your life in the spirit realm is truth. You have to operate in truth. Have on the chest plate of righteousness. You want to make sure that your heart and your lungs, and I'm talking about in the spirit realm, you want to make sure that your heart is pure, that it's about righteousness. It's better to be righteous than to be right. It says, make sure that your feet is shooted with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You want to make sure that your steps are ordered by Yah. You want to be able to spread the message of peace, the message of shalom. Everywhere you walk, you should be walking in peace. Not trying to have conflicts with these leaders. If they're trying to put these things on you, the Father will take care of them for their actions. You can read Jeremiah chapter 23 for that. Above all, be sure to have your shield of faith. Block those fiery darts of the wicked ones that's trying to throw these curses and these vexes on you. Have faith in Yah that you are not cursed. Have the faith that he has already took those vexes away from you. Rebuke it. You can rebuke it in the name. Okay? Some people say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahusha, you can rebuke that. You can rebuke them for trying to do such a careless act. And we need to see a lot more of that, a lot of rebuke, because a lot of people are letting the leaders get away with all this foolishness. Put on your helmet of salvation. Make sure that you know that you know that you are in salvation, that you're in the process of the fullness of that salvation protected. That helmet is placed on your head to protect the mind of the Mashiach that's upon you. And always, always have a sharp sword of the Spirit. Always be sure to carry the word of Yah, not in your hand, but carry it in your heart. Be sure to let them have it when they need a word. These spirits of pythons, people are starting to think that they're snakes. No, we're talking about a python spirit that's going around trying to suffocate and choke you. Make sure that you're protected. Number three, did you know that Yah is able to turn a curse into a blessing? He will turn that thing around. Going back to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So it don't even matter if they're throwing curses at you. He's going to turn it around. He has the power and the authority to do that. Let them curse you, but you bless them. And you're probably saying, okay, now hold on, wait a minute. Where's that scripture at? Well, I tell you, the Messiah, he said it himself, the anointed one. He told us to bless those that curse us. Remember, he said it in Luke chapter 6, verse 28. He said, bless them that curse you and pray for them, which despitefully use you. Remember, he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, thy son to you. Now, this is Yahusha talking, the anointed one. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. If you are a true kingdom citizen of Yah, even though they try to curse you, bless them. Bless just means to make happy. Make them happy while they're cursing you. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. You have to pray for them because they don't know what they are doing. They do not know. And you have to forgive them. Because it's not that, it's a spirit that's controlling them. We always look at things in the natural. I don't like that person because that person always trying to curse me. No, it is a spirit that's upon them. When these people bring these curses, let them be ashamed. but you should rejoice. Yah can outbless the most fearsome and disabling curses. He gives us hope that our prayers will not only break the curses, but they will turn them into blessings instead. Let those people throw rocks at you. Number four, understand and plead the fact that the Mashiach has taken all curses due to us when he became that curse on the cross. Remember, we went over that in Galatians chapter 3. In the Mashiach, that ground for curses to succeed against us is removed because the Anointed One became a curse for us and took all the cursing that has been due to us due to our violation of the Torah of Yah. So if you have people who are trying to curse you with that tithe stuff and they're also trying to curse you with other things, tell them to go to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 10 through 14, have them read it. Or you should have it memorized, or you should have it meditated in your heart, and you can let them have it. Number four, break associations with the sins of the parents and ancestors, particularly those involving the occult of idolatry. Pray to be removed of generational curses and soul ties. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7, it says such sins will bring a curse to the third and fourth generation. So when our parents or our grandparents or whoever down the line was practicing voodoo or witchcraft, you have to break that. Okay. The essential thing that you have to do, you must make a clear break with that familiar spirit or that sin. Get it away from your heart, your mind, and your spirit. It's going to require consecration, fasting, prayer, staying in His Word. Number six, get rid of objects that will bring a curse, particularly objects associated with pagan worship. For instance, if your grandmother had some Torah cards, some people might have been around some people who have put spirits into objects. Get rid of them. Remember what the people did over in Ephesus. They took their magic scrolls and those occult objects, and they got rid of them. They threw them away. Okay, you have to be very careful to get rid of those particular things, even jewelry and things of that nature that they might have worn. Okay, so you have to be careful of that. The next thing that we want to look at, do not engage and secretive or dishonest sins that you think that you can get away with. Those type of sins are called, that's called iniquity. Because you're trying to hide it. Those can open the door for curses to come upon your life. If you're slacking in your ministry, if you're getting lazy in your ministry, that can open the door for a curse as well. If you are in the ministry of the Father, do the work of Him diligently and obey His specific instructions. Okay. put the Father's interest in front of your very own. And when you put the Father first, he will be the one to be your avenger. He will be the one to protect you. He's your champion. He will take away spiritual incest. He will take away those type of curses that have been added on to you if you were raped or things of that nature. Like I said, most curses last for about 3 to 4 generations. When you have the armor on to protect you from spiritual warfare, the curse is lifted up off of you. Then your spirit will be quickly healed. You'll be able to recover. And I'm going to be praying after the conclusion of this program for any type of curse, any type of hexes that's been over your life. I'm going to pray for you this morning. I'm going to do it on this line. Generational curses, soul ties, anything that these leaders have tried to do to afflict you this morning, it will come off. Going to pray for you this morning. Okay, one more situation, and then we'll go ahead and open the lines this morning. There's another situation. A dear sister was telling me from Florida that there was a prophet trying to take pictures of her while she was asleep. Now, who does that? So that lets us further know, right, that this person was trying to put some type of vex. Because why would you take a picture of someone while they're asleep? Another person was trying to tell me because they had left their congregation that, quote, he hoped and he prayed unto the Father that their truck would be snatched away from them, that their vehicles won't work, that everything that they walk would dry up. Who does these things? We're starting to see this more and more in the church today. Okay, I'm going to open up the line this morning. You can go ahead and speak this morning. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. This foolishness has got to stop. People, you got these ministers trying to play God. You have them trying to work witchcraft on you. They are ignorantly or deliberately trying to control the people. They're using demonic attacks in the pulpit. You have some leaders who are operating in spiritual pride. Some of them are operating and stealing money from the treasury. That's like a Judas spirit. How about that? Trying to control the congregation. Trying to use sexual immorality. Trying to use sex as a way to control you. These types of things are happening today in the congregation. They try to desensitize you from the Holy Ghost so that they can control you like Pharaoh, trying to prevent you from praising and worship the Lord and to worship them instead. They're trying to tell you, give us gifts, give us everything that you have dedicated to the kingdom. They're trying to use the kingdom of Yah. They said, put it into the kingdom. And they will use it. And next thing you know, brand new car, brand new everything. It is manipulation. It's witchcraft. They're trying to bewitch you and try to put charm on you. They're trying to be an irresistible influence. Let me show you one such case in the word of Yah. Those of you that know the story of Bar-Jesus. Those of you that remember that. Bar Jesus was a, I believe he was a particular sorcerer, a Jew. And he was also a sorcerer. So he was trying to come in undercover, saying that he was down, you know, with the Father. And he was not. And Paul caught him and blinded him from trying to prevent another person from exercising their faith in the Anointed One. So you have people who are trying to dress the part, wearing their robes and things of that nature, covering some things up, going behind their titles. You have people who are operating with no anointing, always preaching, no teaching, no healing, operating under a false anointing. And they will use that false anointing to put a curse upon your life. You got to be careful. Okay, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad this morning. I would love to hear from you. Let's talk about the curses that people are trying to put upon our lives. Be careful what you eat from these leaders as well. They could put curses on in your food, in that food. You got to be careful who you eat from. Okay? Be careful what you accept from the leaders. Make sure to use discernment. Those of you who have the gift of the interpretations of tongues, listen to their tongues. Because some people who are speaking in tongues is not really the tongues of the Holy Ghost. It might be a demonic tongue that they speak in. If that leader you fear as a motivation, you know it is not of the Father, because you know that the Father is love. Fear is a form of manipulation. They will try to control you, to motivate through manipulation. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, what does it say? In Aleph, Yahu-Kanan, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. The perfect love of the Father, the unhypocritical, the uncompromising, ahaba, the uncompromising love of the Father, that's what kicks out fear and doubt. And now you can exercise your faith. And when a church is controlling you, sometimes you might feel that it is impossible to leave on good terms, and it is. Because that pastor's sense of worth is usually based on the control that he is able to exert over the congregation, especially when someone leaves. This insecure leader, because he's insecure, he or she is insecure. They consider it to be an affront to his leadership, his or her leadership. They get offended when you try to leave. I had a situation. I got kicked out and did not even know. Administrative rights was removed from me just because I needed to take a break for myself. This is a form of witchcraft, trying to put vexes. When that particular pastor tries to tell the congregation, don't talk to them anymore. I'll say it again. When this pastor, he or she, is trying to tell the other congregational members not to talk to you. That's rebellion. It is the spirit of Absalom. When you leave, guess what? They're going to call you rebellious. They're going to call you rebellious. And I thought the last time I checked that we are the congregation, that we are the church. So when you leave someone else's leadership and you know that they're not leading you the right way because they're using evil practices and methods, and you want to go somewhere else to serve the Lord, you're not rebelling. You're just hating what Yah hates. And that's confusion. That's chaos. Leaders, if a person leaves, let them leave. Pray for them. Bless them on the way. Let that person ask for their blessing. That leader is supposed to bless you. But you hear some leaders with that dry blessing, and you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I bless you. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. May the Lord bless you. They're not blessing you. They still got a little anger in them. You are to bless them, hug them, let them know, hey, you can always come back. The door's always open. Okay, so we see a lot of this going on in the church today. These pastors telling the other sheep, don't talk to you. When you are in an unhealthy church like that, the people who are going to leave, they're going to be considered to be the problem. And I'm talking to people who are leaving congregations. Don't be telling other people to leave with you. You're operating in the spirit of Absalom because you're trying to get other people to rebel against the leader. Let the Lord move them on their own timing. We're starting to see many times today in an abusive church, a pastor declaring and trying to decree curses over the lives of those who have left. False accusations are being made against their character, against their reputation. They're bringing up condemnation as to what they used to do. And they are strongly trying to discourage having contact with those members. I've heard one person preaching. He was preaching a word and calling the person who left to start their own ministry, called them a spiritual whore. Those of you who have been hurt by such, receive spiritual counseling from a mature leader or a mature individual, because you might need some counseling. You might need someone to talk to concerning this matter, because at one point in time, they was trying to truly motivate you by a spirit of control. Don't get mad. Stay in a humble attitude. Don't get defensive. Don't get angry. If you know that you're not doing anything, what's the sense of getting angry? Keep your emotions under control. Crucify that flesh. After you have received this counseling from an individual and you feel that that church is in the grip of a controlling spirit, you are free to leave that congregation. You're not responsible for anybody else who still wants to stay loyal to that controlling spirit. So don't try to rescue them. Just pray for them so they can discern the situation. If you feel that you can't trust another pastor, resist those thoughts. Stay at home and try to heal. Then try to go to another healthy congregation. where the spirit of Yah is flowing, where the word of Yah is preached in spirit and in truth without compromising, and where the love is evident. People, there is life after spiritual abuse. This is a form of spiritual abuse. Some of us cannot be free because we feel that every time I go to a leader, this particular leader wants to control me. Keep your heart tender. Don't give in to the intimidation of the hey, Shaitan. Shaitan will try to cause you to think that the controlling leader's influence is greater than what it really is. Stay on fire for Yah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad in regards to this epidemic that's going on today. These leaders trying to curse. You can keep your name confidential. You do not have to say your name on the line. I will just announce the first 3 digits of your telephone number and area code. You do not have to tell anybody. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're suffering from this, those of you who are in internet land, you can call in at area code 347-884-8468. If you have this problem that's going on in your spirit, if there's anyone who have went through this and you have been healed, you can help somebody on this line this morning. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can help someone. If you have been through such abuse from a controlling leader who tried to put a curse on your life, who tried to block your inheritance and your blessings from Yah, there are people who you know that have been praying undercover. The Lord has showed you that this particular leader was praying under his or her breath to try to prevent you from receiving blessings because you won't bless them. Please, you can save someone's life. You can help someone this morning. If you have been manipulated, thank you, Holy Ghost. I see someone, area code 301. I will bring you on the line in just a moment. I feel in my spirit that you have something powerful that you have to tell the congregation that's on this line this morning. Praise the Father for you. I don't just want to do all the talking this morning. I want you to be able to open up. Some of you are still bound. You have to be set free from this. It will keep you from walking in your salvation towards your inheritance and in your sonship with the Heavenly Father. These are hindrances that are upon your life. We have to remove them this morning. There are many people who are hurt, who've been going through church hurt because of the pastor or because of a deacon or an associate pastor trying to put curses on you, rebuking you for no reason, just because they hate the anointing that's on your life, because they hate the calling that's upon your life. Pastors and leaders, they are created. The fivefold ministry is for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and to edify, to build you up, not tear you down, but to build up. To build up the body of the anointed one, so that when he returns, he can return to a glorified body. Hallelujah. We got to purge out this old leader. We got to get rid of this foolishness. You could change someone's life this morning. Hallelujah. Area code 301-559. Then after that, I see area code 229-881. I'll let you on in just a moment. Area code 301-559. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I am blessed. Good morning. I'm smiling. I'm highly favored. And I just thank the Lord that we're able to discuss this. How are you this morning?
I just feel absolutely wonderful. The Ruach is on point with this today, and I know definitely speaking to people right now. They're in that place where they're dealing with leadership that's just abusive, and they're dealing with all kind of issues of abuse, whether it be monetary, physical, or mental. And it's just time for the body of Christ to realize that God is speaking to his people, and he is not tolerating this foolishness any longer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, how do you feel about these curses and hexes that's being placed on leaders? Because they're trying to manipulate individuals and try to keep them in bondage. What is your perspective about that this morning?
Well, I was a former victim of this ridiculousness.
Wow.
You know, it's like I could never do anything right. Everything I said was contradictory and opposing to the Spirit of God, and it seemed like I was everything but a child of God because, as you spoke earlier, they hate the anointing on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then being a woman, that was a double negative right there, that God,
right.
You know, used a woman to come and speak and be a blessing unto the congregation. And because I wasn't a yes person to what man said, and I was going to answer regardless to what they said, I was going to answer to God. You know, they did this witchcraft where, you know, only you could hear God through them. And I said, that devil
yep.
is a liar. Ha-Shaytan, you need to go sit down somewhere. Because I'm going to listen to what God says first, because if the leader is listening to God, which half the time in these houses are quote-unquote God, the leader is not hearing from God. They go around and take multiple surveys from people to try to figure out, you know, what they saw spirit. What is God saying? And if they're so close, and if they're doing all this fasting and all this giving that they claim to do, why are they not hearing? Why are they not flowing in the Spirit of God with what you're saying? Especially when you know you have made your dedication to God, regardless of being in some worldly church, not really realizing that until God brings you out, that was the cause of the problem, that you're in a worldly church, that when he brings you out, that he will deliver you and cleanse you of all of that unrighteousness. It's not what the world does to you. It's what the quote-unquote church does to you. With all this foolishness about this tithes and the false doctrine about that and getting you to fast when God a lot of times didn't tell you to fast. You fasted because they told you it was Daniel fast time. And that's religiosity once again. It's so many isms and schisms of what man said because leaders are not reading their Bibles. They're not flowing in the Spirit. They're not perceiving, so they're not receiving. They're not getting fresh manna. So you're getting some old something that they heard from somebody from generations, probably all the way back to slavery days, that you just need to be debunked of. This is a time we have to be cleansed of all of that unrighteousness. You thought that once you got in the church, you had it made, that, you know, the preacher could actually teach you righteousness, but that's a lie and has to be debunked. Only the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, can only teach you righteousness. The person is the leader, and any leader, whether it's the pastor or whoever, all they can do is confirm what God told you. But if you never heard nothing from God first, how can they confirm? How can you perceive? How can you receive? How can you be illuminated? So we, you know, this is a big problem where people must be brought out of that bricks and mortar mentality that unless you sit in that building Sunday after Sunday, when that's not even the day that's the Sabbath, Saturday is the Sabbath, but, you know, they're on a different calendar and a whole different scale of things, and it's just like you think you're on your way to heaven, and the devil's got you bound. You're on a whole new something else plan, and it's like we have to try to help our brothers and sisters, you know, in Yah get it together that, you know, that relationship, personal relationship, I should say, with, you know, Yah is most important through his son. So this is a very important thing that you were talking about today, about these curses, because man will try to curse you, and you already have enough just living life trying to deal with that and live righteously than to have another brother or sister so-called in Christ or in the Messiah, whatever they call themselves, I don't know, but whatever they're presenting to be biblical is not biblical at all. And I just thank God, you know, that he is really saving to the utmost his people. And I just thank God for Yah. And I just share that today to encourage somebody. If you're sitting under some foolishness, if you're not reading your Bible and you letting some preacher tell you what the word is and you can't look up the scripture, or if you go to that leader and they get an attitude because you asked a question, you better go back to God and seriously sit down and have a chat with him to find out something is wrong. And it could be that you're just getting some counterfeit, fake leadership that's trying to poison you, where they think they're working for God. They're actually working for HaShaitan.
Because
I know I thought I was saved, and I fell prey to that. I was highly deceived, and I could not figure out for 4 long years when I left the church, when the Lord told me that, you know, why sit here until we die, and I kept hearing that over, and I couldn't understand why. And I just said, I know you're telling me to come out. And when I came out, I realized all of this debunking lies that they told me about the rapture, the tithes, and all these other things about fasting and the Daniel fast, when that was just a lifestyle that Daniel had. This is bondage. And all of that stuff must be purged out from the depths of your belly so that you can actually hear. Because you can't hear anymore. And you can't see because your 2020 vision is off, because you have believed the doctrines of men. And it's not God in there. These scriptures are not backed up by this twisted up word. It's like HaShaitan has taken a scripture and created a doctrine. And you think because you trust that man, he got it from somewhere else, and he don't know where he got it from. It just goes on and on, that lie is built on your trust in someone that you don't even know that you're deceived. Until God has his mercy, that he knows that you have really sought him with the trueness of heart, that you really want to know him. Because you can be just as religious going through you and your Sunday stuff, and my pastor this, and it just makes me want to vomit. The people that just sit up here and just lift up that leader like a golden calf every Sunday through Saturday, lifting up that person. You can't even get a hallelujah to the Lord for them so busy talking about what the pastor this and this, that, and the other. Like he's gold, a big brick of gold, and it's just like, where is Yah in this? Where is he? Where is his son in all of this golden calf worship? And you can't even live because you got to pay your tithes. And here your grandmother over there needs money to go get some new glasses or something she needs to get. And you will pass her up because you got to pay your tithes with your ignorant, don't know that that's the Levitical priesthood that's over, Old Testament, as you have been teaching the truth of God. That, you know, people don't realize we're supposed to be supporting one another. Now, if you have generous amounts that you want to give, it is a free will offering. That's another thing that keeps people bound. And let you go up there and tell leadership that, you will be thrown out of there. You will be talked about. You will be isolated. But a lot of times what you thought the devil meant for evil, God meant for your good. When these things happen, it's like mark it and mark the people that it's time to roll out. It's time to seek the face of God, because God said he built a church that was not made with hands. And these people with this bricks and mortar mentality, they will keep you just as bound and locked down, and you can't think, because that's what they teach you. You are in slavery, serious bondage. You are in Egypt. You are in serious Babylon, and don't even know until God starts raining down some anointing and starts chipping off all of that debunked stuff that you're growing in. And when people say that you are highly anointed in these places, you are not highly anointed. You are shackled down. Shackled down, and it's time to come out of that, because we are not anointed and gifted to help people when we're going to a building every Sunday and you don't even help anybody. You don't even know what happens to your little tithes and offerings. And half the time it's used for the pastor, for his finances. And you know, all this creative stuff about what he deserves. It. I don't know about all this deserve. I think everybody who is a minister, everybody's called, even though few are chosen. You know, it's not for you. If God gave you the vision to do something, believe me, he will support it. If you are living by faith, because I live by faith every day. I depend on God for my subsistence by going, reaching out to brothers and sisters and helping them with whatever I can give them that's physical. A lot of times you don't have money, but, you know, this tithing system just bondages up people, and then the money is not accountable. I have been under several pastors where the money was commingled. They don't know that when the offering is over, there's some little flunky that gives the money in an envelope, and that money goes straight to the pastor's pocket. My hand to Christ, Messiah Yeshua Jesus. I have no reason to lie. So all these people under this bondage kissing up to the pastor, you better ask your Father in heaven what's going on, because this tithing stuff, it's a joke. It's a joke. Now, you ask me, what is this tithing money going for? They will probably literally punch you in your head if you ask them and tell you it's none of your business. And don't die there and need to have a funeral. You're not good enough to be buried in that church, because you are nobody half the time. I've seen it, especially in these larger congregations, where they have these high platforms where they put the pastor and his family, and you got to look way up and break your neck almost to see him and his cronies and his family sitting up there. That is not Yah at all, and it's surely not Yeshua. But it's the Pharisee behavior, and I just thank God that you came to debunk some more of these lies and doctrines that are just a demon today. And usually I don't say anything, and it has to be the Ruach to push me forward to say, look, you get up here and tell it. Tell it on the mountain so that the people can be saved, that they can be delivered today. There's no reason for anybody to sit here and hear this truth, because as I always tell you, Apostle, once you hear it, you are accountable for it.
That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's
absolutely
all I got to
right.
say, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Yes, that's the word from the Lord on this morning. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you so much
love
for clearing,
too,
you know, for clearing a lot of things up this morning. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. I see a call from Albany, Georgia, and another call from Minnesota. Area code 229-881. You are on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Wade. How are you doing this morning?
I am blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
I recently was in church like that. The pastor was manipulative. He was committing spiritual incest with his daughters in the church.
Okay.
And preaching and preaching and speaking the word from God. And I'm sitting there acknowledging me as a prophetess, but yet still you never wanted me to operate in the church, only to do what you wanted to do. Anything else that y'all wanted me to do, you always found some way around it to change it or manipulate the situation. Women in the church and people in the church are serving the pastor more than they're serving Yah. You're not trying to listen to what Yah is saying, because you're so encamped and so mesmerized, and it's almost like he has them hypnotized to only see and hear what he wants them to. So I understand fully. I thank God for delivering me out of that place, because my eyes at one point were blinded. I knew better. I knew the truth. I seen the truth. But it's like when you go through a lot of church hurt and you've been in different churches and in different situations, you think that the next church that you become a part of is not going to hurt you. They're going to be there for you, something that the other church could not do. But you find out that it's really the same course, the same road all over again. So I just thank and praise God for delivering out of that situation, and anyone that's going through that or been through that know exactly what I'm talking about or what I mean. Forgive me, my kids, for having a field day in the back of me.
Hallelujah. What do you feel as far as, you know, because you have men who would try to use, you know, they would try to use, like, sexual perversion to try to manipulate you, you know,
right.
Especially the women. They try to manipulate because they read in the word, oh, okay, it says right here that the woman is the weaker vessel. So they tried
right.
to target the women, you know, and
that's
tried
right.
to manipulate them in that type of way and try to control them. What is your perspective on that particular, you know, on that particular notion when you run into a male pastor who tries to use this form of manipulation to try to control the women of the church? Because you was talking about that the women were catering to this particular pastor.
Oh yes, when I how can I say this? they were catering. He has a girlfriend that's older than him, and they, the women of the church are catering to him. The girlfriend is catering. I mean, he hasn't worked in 3 years, and the church and her are really taking care of him. I mean, he brags about the $600 and $800 suits. He brags about the $200 and $300 shoes. All his shirts are tailor made, $85 to $125. I mean, he brags about certain ones in the ministry that he has as his ministers in the church, about them being his top tithe payers, and he throws it back in the other one's face that they're the ones, in so many other words, that helped guide us into this building. So so in the church, if they don't like something or don't like someone, you let them make a judgment that you go along with to try to ridicule. I mean, I call hell from day one in that church with women, and come to find out it was because sleeping with the women. And they looking at me like I'm a threat, because they know the type of woman he likes. And so I'm catching it. I'm trying to do praise and worship, and I got axes and knives and fiery darts and tree limbs and everything coming at me. I got the python spirit trying to choke me out doing praise and worship and stuff. And I'm like, my God, is it really that serious? All I want to do is serve God. All I want to do is, you know, give God the glory, and I'm going home. Y'all can have them, but at the same time, he has a seducing spirit. He has a perverse spirit. He has a lust spirit. And, yes, I did succumb because he used it on me.
Okay.
But when I woke up and realized, look, girl, this is not what God had called you to do. God did not send you to this church for this. When I woke up and God opened my eyes and I could see, I'm like, oh, my God. This is how he's getting them. This is how he's manipulating them. This is how he's coercing them to do what he needs done. You ain't worked in 3 years, and you got these women taking care of you. You don't love nobody. You don't really even love yourself. You're sitting here, and you're prophesying to people that come into the church, and you're doing what a psychic do. You're just reading the now. You're reading them.
Right.
You're not getting a fresh revelation from God. You're not hearing anything from God. Because the stuff I'm hearing God speak about the person, you're not saying any of that. You're saying something totally opposite. You're satisfying their flesh. Okay, what about getting to the root of their problem? What about telling them, look, you got a nasty attitude and you're in leadership. You can't have no nasty attitude in leadership. You can't roll your eyes at people. You can't talk to people a certain way. Look, you still out here drinking and smoking. You a minister in the church. You're a leader. You're not addressing none of these issues. You're pacifying everybody because you keep that money coming in. You want to keep them giving up their paycheck and eating ramen noodles and a hot dog to support your ministry. You want to keep them doing that so you don't address the wrong. You don't address the sin. You cover it up. You sugarcoat it. You try to make like everything they're doing is right. You uphold them on a pedestal, and everybody else in the church is wrong. And when I began to speak out and warn you, look, destruction coming. God says you're going to get it together or you're going to be exposed. And it may cause you to lose everything. Oh, that's when it's time for prophets to sit down. Prophet is not hearing from God. I don't know, she on some other level or something, you know. And I mean, I actually had him to tell me, how can you say that to me when you just shared my bed with me not too long ago? And I said, yeah, you know what? You are right. I did share your bed with you. I didn't come after you. You seduced me. But I thank God that I had enough Jesus in me to open my eyes and realize you for the faith that you are.
We're seeing a lot of that today, a lot of warlocks. You know, everybody always talk about the witch, but, you know, we need to talk also about the warlocks that's operating, you know, under the church roof and things of that nature. And I thank the Father that you were able to be open and transparent, to talk about what happened with you as well. And, you know, he is a person who operates also, you know, with curses and vexes and things of that nature. And I'm glad that you've been delivered from that. I'm glad that the blood is upon, you know, you and your children and your children's children, because I'm telling you, you have people out there who are really actually trying to have trophies, you know,
right,
you know, on their shelves and things of that nature. So, you know, and like you said, he was going around and bragging and things of that nature, you know, very arrogant. That is, you know, that's a Jezebelic spirit, very arrogant, you know. And, you know, we see a lot of that more and more in the congregation. Like we've been saying, it has to stop. It's going to be at some point when these leaders, they're going to get jumped by some of these members and the sheep, because they're tired of it. They're tired of being raped and, you know, finances, it's been removed from them, and other things, other blessings can't flow because they're being taught wrong. They've been taught religiously and traditionally, you know, and that's why they're staying stagnated. So, Prophet, I thank you so much this morning for sharing with the others on the line, you know, what had happened with you. I hope that it helped someone on this line, and I feel that it did help somebody. And I'm glad that you came out this morning and said it. So I love you. Thank you so much for sharing it this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All righty. Shalom. Hallelujah. All righty. Area code 651-325. You are on the line. Good morning. Out in St. Paul, Minnesota, area code 651-325. You are on the line. Good morning. All righty. Okay. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. We would love to hear from you. This is happening more and more. A lot of this is happening. A lot of people trying to curse your blessings, trying to curse your inheritance. They cannot do so. Why? Because like we stated, the curses were on the cross. Okay? If you start to believe in these curses, they could come upon you. But you can put the blood upon yourself. You can rebuke them. You can bind up these curses. You can bind them up, return them to sender, return them to the lake of fire. Pray for those who curse you. Remember, we talked about that earlier. Anyone else that has a question, an opinion, even a testimony, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can help somebody. You can help someone this morning. All names are confidential. I will keep them confidential. And I will also try my best to keep your telephone number confidential as well, because we do not want backlash, unnecessary backlash, to be upon you, because you do have some people who will try to lash out at you for speaking out against them. Hallelujah. Alrighty. What I'm going to do, if there's no one else, I would love to pray for anybody that have a curse or a vex on their life. It's just a short prayer that I'll be praying. If you feel that you have been vexed, if some type of leader or someone in your family or, you know, someone that is angry because you won't do what they want you to do, I want to pray for you this morning. You got wives vexing husbands. You got husbands vexing wives, trying to put curse on their very own. I'm not just targeting church leaders this morning. We're also talking about other people, you know, vexing other people, trying to curse them. These things will be lifted up this morning. I have that faith. Someone is going to be delivered this morning from these vexes and from these curses. Area code 301-332. You're on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Seema. I will say a family member actually did myself like that, what you're talking about. And before she ended, she said, I'll never be nothing and I'll never have nothing. And I also have a friend who's also experiencing the same. He is in a type of marriage like that as well. And she practices that. And he said he just didn't understand why he had a hard time with things. And only to find out his wife's mother is into that type of stuff. So, you know, we basically need prayer for that. Mine seems to be really uplifting, you know, like going away since I'm seeking more truth and I don't really have a lot of interaction with that part of the family, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But, and he is still in a situation that he's trying to separate himself and his children from, but it's difficult. So, but his wife most definitely is doing it subtly because her mom trained her how to do that.
Wow. You know, we're seeing a lot of that today, a lot of generational curses, you know, negative soul ties and things like that to try to manipulate people to keep curses on them. So they will stay stagnated. And you see that also within the families as well. I thank the Lord that things are being uplifted from off of you, and that you know, we're going to also pray for that brother this morning, so that he could be, you know, delivered from that. Because I'm telling you, people, they have to take it seriously because it will kill you. You know, people don't. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but he even mentioned something that she would never want to go to church where he had found a good place to go, you know, with him and his children and his wife. She took him to some church that him, you know, like her mom and them were going to, and he said all that ridiculousness that was going on there, he just stopped going. And that's what she was trying to do, is have him to pull himself away from all those different things, from prayer, all those things.
And I think that's another problem today, is that I feel that, you know, Jezebel always have to have a King Ahab. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a Jezebel always got to have a man to try to control them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he has to really also, you know, take control of his family because he is the head. You know what I mean? And we're finding more and more, there's females who are trying to take control of situations and try to take control of the family. When in all actuality, I mean, yeah, they do have a say-so, and I'm not trying to say that. But what I am saying is that, you know, you have women who are so strong, you know, they won't be submissive. You know what I mean?
And that's right.
She has to be submissive, you know, to him and to obey him. You know, it tells us in the word that, you know. So, you know, I'll be praying. I'm going to be praying for him today as well, you know, over the line. And you know, we would just have to, you know, continue to just keep him lifted up in prayer and in fasting, you know, and so that things could turn around under his house. So I thank you as well so much, Sister Simone, for coming on and, you know, bringing this out, you know, to the people as well, that it also can happen within homes and families. And like I said, we're, you know, and there are people, and I tell people that you have some people who are being trained by their mothers and their grandmothers how they could put vexes on individuals, you know. So, so there's a lot of witchcraft coming on, and they're trying to say that it is in the name, you know, of the Most High, when in all actuality it isn't. So, you know, so we have to be very careful. You know, like I said, in this season, I thank the Lord for you, and we're going to be praying for him as well. So thank you very much for bringing that up this morning. May the Lord continue to bless you. Hallelujah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Before we go into prayer this morning, we're talking about vexes, curses, that has been placed upon people. It has to stop. We're seeing more and more leaders, more and more people who have authority over individuals trying to do this type of thing on people. And, you know, like I said, especially in the body of believers. And it's something that the Messiah, he did not build the congregation upon the rock so that we could do these negative things. That's not what he did that for. He did that so that, you know, we can shift into his kingdom, into loving people, into the law of love. And witchcraft, that's rebellion. It's a form of hatred. It comes from the enemy. It comes from the Shaitan. Okay? So we really have to really be careful as to who we allow to speak over our lives as well. You have to be careful. Area code 910 from North Carolina, 670. You are on the line. Good morning. North Carolina, area code 910-670. You can unmute your phone. Good morning. You're on the line.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've noticed a lot of curses that are being pronounced over myself and my children from people not necessarily knowing the Father's will. They have yet to read the Bible but will pray according to what they want and not realizing those are witchcraft prayers. And that's been revealed to me as well. And family members, the position that I've taken in my faith walk, it doesn't line up with everybody else's wants and needs at this time. And there are a lot of curses that are being pronounced over myself and my children, things spoken over my children you could not even imagine. And I just would like prayer in those areas as well.
Okay, hallelujah. Thank you so much. We will go ahead and pray for you and for your family this morning. You know, like I said, I'm going to be praying for those who have these type of vexes on you, and they're going to be eliminated as of this day, you know. So all right. We're going to have faith that they're going to be eliminated. That is already done, you know, by now faith that, you know, that the Father, you know, in the precious name of the Messiah, that, you know, that all of these vexes are going to come off this morning. So thank you so much for, you know, coming on the line and being real and transparent, you know, letting other people know that, yes, there are vexes that people are trying to practice over you through family and, you know, and other from other as well. So I love you, and we're going to pray for you in just a moment. Okay. All right. May the Lord bless you. You're welcome. Anyone else that have anything that you would like to say, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have anything that you would like to say, if you have request for prayer, you can press 1. I'm going to go ahead and pray in just a moment. We have to really dig in this season and pray for those who are suffering from these vexes, from these curses, these generational curses, curses going on in the church, curses that's going on, you know, within, you know, your personal life, you know, on your children, on your finances, you know, over your homes, over your job, because you got people who are trying to pray, P-R-E-Y, on your finances, on your job, you know, over your kingdom blessings, you know, over your inheritance even. You know, trying to take away your sanity. You know, you have that as well. All of that is coming down on this morning. So I'm going to pray a prayer right now in the name of the Most High that this will come off of you on this day. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, our Father, which art in heaven, right now, in the name of Yahusha, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, to deal with these curses that's pronounced over the lives of those who are on this line, even the ones, Heavenly Father, the ones who are not on the line, even the ones that can hear and feel the frequency, Lord, of this line this morning. I pray, Lord, and I ask, we ask for the protection of the blood, hallelujah, of the Messiah as we pray and we bind up the activity of evil spirits right now in the name of Yahusha. We claim the full armor of you, Father. We confess the sins of those parents and those ancestors of those that we are praying for this morning, that Heavenly Father, that they won't give ground, Lord, for the curse to be upon them. Heavenly Father, I denounce the power that you have given unto me under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I denounce idolatry, witchcraft, murder, greed. I denounce health issues. I denounce right now high blood pressure. I denounce the freezing of finances. I denounce right now curses and lies that's been upon these people that are on the line that need prayer. Heavenly Father, I denounce right now any type of paralyzing in the spirit realm that they have tried to bring upon your people. I rebuke it now in the name of Yahusha. And Heavenly Father, we claim the forgiveness and the cleansing of the blood. And now we do not have no ground of remains for this curse. We purge it out now. Lord, we thank you that we can be seated in heavenly places and heavenly realms with you that's far beyond the reaches of these curses. I rebuke sexual immorality. I rebuke pornography. I rebuke right now sexual perversion. I rebuke any perversion of the word that these leaders have tried to put upon your people. We renounce these curses and all the effects. We break the curses and all the power right now in the name of Yahusha of Nazareth. We plead the blood on the cross on the behalf of those who I'm praying for right now. And they have taken all of the curses, Lord, that's in your word according to Galatians chapter 3. And according to the scriptures and the will of you, Lord, we pull out and destroy any strongholds. We bind it up and we cast it into the lake of fire right now in the lives of those who've been affected by curses and vexes. And we destroy the work of the devil right now. And we turn back these curses and all the effects of witchcraft, destroying them on the cross. We pray for the restoration and the blessings of those who need the prayers and healing and restoration according to the scriptures. Lord, by your stripes, they are healed right now. And Lord, we're praying for the blessings, the spiritual blessings for that are in the heavenly realms. As you open up the window of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they do not even have enough room to receive. Lord, I rebuke that tithe curse they're trying to put upon your people. We pray right now, Lord, for the blessings of Abraham that are in the Messiah, that they're becoming exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that they're in. We pray, Lord, for the blessings that were given to all of us in creation. You told us to multiply, to be fruitful. Heavenly Father, you told us that we will have dominion. Heavenly Father, through your Son, we have power. We can tread over serpents and scorpions. We will not allow python spirits. We will not allow the Leviathan spirit. We will not allow the Jezebelic spirit. We will not allow the Delilah spirit, the spirit of Absalom, the spirit of Ichabod to reside right now, to be removed, to be binded up now. In the precious name of Jesus, in the name of Yahusha, we bless out all the effects of the curses. And by the power of you, Father, the power that you have given unto us, we can turn these curses into blessings. We ask right now, Lord, Father, please minister. Let your angels minister unto those that the enemy has tried to curse. We ask for healing and restoration in their body, their mind, and in their spirit. And also healing of life and prosperity inside of their spirits and their souls. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're able to hear the prayers of those who are on this line, who are praying effectual, who are praying with effectiveness, who pray on a daily basis, Lord, that we avail of much unto your throne. We pray by now faith, the substance of things hopeful, the evidence of things not seen, that all of these curses are removed. I thank you right now, Father. Someone on this line is being restored. Someone on this line, their family members, curses are falling. Chains are being broken and destroyed. I thank you right now, Lord. We say hallelujah right now. We rejoice right now. Hallelujah, because it is already done. Pray for the marriages that are unequally yoked. We pray right now for connections, for generational curses. We pray right now for any negative soul tie. We pray for those to be removed right now. Any marriages that are unequally yoked. Heavenly Father, it is your power. You can reverse the curse. You gave us the power to do so, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray for those marriages who are trying to be destroyed by the hey Satan. Heavenly Father, I pray for that one particular spouse, whether it's the husband or the wife, if they're operating under the spirit of divination, I rebuke it now. I pray right now for anyone who's trying to contemplate divorce because of some leader who's trying to encourage it. Lord, I rebuke the leader who's going around saying that, hallelujah, that they are going around saying that they are to marry that particular individual, trying to break up that marriage so they can have them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you, Lord, right now for the signs, works, and wonders that's taking place now. We pray, Lord, right now that those particular individuals, that they get stronger in you, Father. Those who need the healing, that they get stronger in the Holy Ghost, that the power of the Holy Ghost will be activated in them. I pray right now, Lord, that they will have a stronger prayer life. Thank you, Lord, right now for all these things that I do ask and pray in the name of Yahusha, the Mashiach, the anointed one of Nazareth. Amen and amen. And it is so. Talalasteya, it is finished. You have to believe that it is already done. Hallelujah. As of this day, we will serve the Lord today and forevermore. It's time for us to take a stand. We are kingdom citizens. We belong to a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a whole nation. It's time to teach righteousness. It's time to teach the truth. It's time to live effectively. It's time to live in holiness. On tomorrow, we'll be talking about the witchcraft that's being practiced in the churches. There's a lot of it that's going on. We're going to start at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, if the Father is willing. 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be on the air for 1 hour on tomorrow. Okay? So I thank each and every one of you that came on, all of you that have spoke out about these curses that these leaders and other family members try to put upon others and upon yourselves. I thank each and every one of you for coming out with your testimonies as to how you were delivered. It will show others how to come out of the same thing. Iron sharpens iron. And in closing, I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. And there's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back, because Yah is love, and those that worship Yah must worship him in spirit and in kingdom truth. I pray that that prayer will effectively move you into your next dimension in Yah. If someone needs a hug or they need a smile, give them one and let them know that Yah loves them. And more so, you love them as well. Hallelujah. On tomorrow, like I said, we'll be talking about the witchcraft that's being practiced in the congregation as we continue to unmask counterfeit Christianity, the religion that was designed by man to try to keep people hostage and to bind them up and to keep them operating in the power of Yah. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Have a very peaceful and blessed weekend. Rest in him on this day. Okay? Enjoy your Saturday. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Love you.
Tell her how long you will be on this.